Hello, queens and queens. Welcome to Quietly Queen with you know who, yours truly. It is approximately 12:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So wherever you are in the world, thank you ever so kindly for tuning in. So here we are once again, embarking upon a brand new year. And I just have a feeling it is going to be quite an amazing experience. I hope all of you have enjoyed your holiday, however you chose to do so or not. I will not be before you too long on today, but I wanted to put a few requests out there for one particular movement, and that movement is the Versus Battles upcoming. So if you have any pull like tug of war in those entertainment streets, reach out to Timbaland and or Swiss Beats so that they can bring forth the following Versus celebrations with all of the debating and contemplating on social media. As far as great matchups are concerned, I was just so gracious enough as to take the liberty of sharing some incredible suggestions for what I know would result to being some of the most epic versus battles of the year. Trust me on this. So without further ado, these are the pairs that I am hoping to see in a future versus battle. The first pair up should be Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey. They both have super duper classic hits, and both of them are certified divas in their own rights, and they have made significant waves in hip hop and R&B, film, and just in fashion, period. And they both have their own sense of style and are still very relevant. So, yep, that would be a perfect versus pairing. The next pair up that I would consider to be an incredible option is Chris Brown versus Usher. Yes, that is the one. Because let's be clear, it would most certainly be a competition, and I will be Team Brown because, you know, it is what it is. They both are incredible talents vocally and dance-wise, and I know they both will be in it to win it. So with that being said, you know that will be a must-see for sure, but I absolutely adore the passion in which Chris Brown performs. Like, he is the most incredible talent that I have seen in this lifetime, like after Michael Jackson and other greats, and he needs to be celebrated in the verses for sure. Usher is awesome, but I gotta go with Chris Breezy. So, speaking of social media debates, the Versus Talk of the Town, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, that one though should definitely come to fruition. I think that they are the perfect pair, and how they've evolved the culture of hip hop in their own rights, they could definitely square up in a versus hit for hit, because they both definitely have them. And we know it'll be a miracle to see a Nas and a Jay-Z versus. And in actuality, it would be more appropriate with a Nas and a Rakim versus celebration. That's due to the caliber of influence in which both of those MCs have substantiated through their craft in the art of lyricism and their inspiration that they've contributed to streets and intellectual minds alike. So that'll be a better pairing with Nas and Rakim, in my opinion. I would love to see that. That would just be beyond awesome. And yeah, y'all need to make that happen. Furthermore, I was listening to The Breakfast Club when Alicia Keys had stopped through, and she was discussing her position in the music realm and how she felt that there wouldn't be anyone that could relate to her career as far as being an appropriate pairing for like a versus celebration or battle. But I think that her and Beyoncé would be a great pair up, for the simple fact is that they both have longevity in the music business. Both of them are incredibly successful in what they've accomplished, not only in music, but in film and other areas of their successes, along with their contribution to excellence in contemporary Black history. Not to mention, they're both in the same age range, and they both have over 15 Grammys. That's dope. So in the words of my favorite Aquaman, y'all need to get those computers putin' and get these on the agenda for the culture for 2022, please and thank you. So there you have it for this episode of Quietly Queen with yours truly. If you have any feedback or suggestions, please do leave a voice message. And of course, you may take the liberty of sending an email to quietlyqueen8@gmail.com with questions, comments, or guest requests. Also, follow Quietly Queen on Clubhouse, Instagram, and Facebook. Links will be provided in the description box. But on a serious note, I hope everyone starts their new year off on a good note. Stay prayed up. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. More love, less hate, and always do your best. Much success, and God bless.